Dozens of state fish and wildlife officers fanned out to seafood retailers, wholesalers, and exporters last week. It was a coordinated West Coast sweep. The police were looking for mislabeled fish, poached product, and banned seafood. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports, if you're a fish consumer, the results are mostly encouraging.
Fisheries officers in Oregon, Washington, and California say they planned this emphasis to send a deterrence message, especially towards poachers or unscrupulous dealers who might get the idea to launder illegally caught seafood by crossing state lines. Washington State Fish and Wildlife Police Sergeant Eric Olson was also on the lookout for shark fins. All three West Coast states banned trade in the Asian delicacy last year as a conservation measure.
Only two markets had any type of shark fin, and I was pretty impressed with that on the whole. Just percentage-wise, that's pretty good.
In addition, Olson says he was pleasantly surprised that officers encountered a low rate of fish fraud or false labeling. One area he says he wants to follow up is how chum salmon is sold. Some wholesalers are trying to market this lower grade as Kita, but Washington state law requires it be called by its common name of chum salmon on the label. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.